Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
We're recording from a new location, an old location.
Our mom's house.
Yeah, our mom's house. We're outside, so you might hear some... You might hear some guns.
First of all, guns?
You might hear some...
They've been shooting for hours?
You might hear some dog eating and some dog collars. I don't know. It's nothing... You're gonna hear a gun. Sorry. I don't know why they won't shut up, but... Wow. All right, that's enough.
Wow.
Brenda is eating real food on the podcast for the first time, really.
The first time in podcast history I'm eating... A year row. I need a year row to the end of the night.
Usually I'm the one eating, but right now I'm drinking. Usually I'm not drinking.
Wow.
I'm drinking instead of eating. Hmm. We switched. We switched positions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drinking Coronas because it's Corona time. I don't know what you want from me.
It's Corona season.
All right. Well, we have things to talk about. I have things to talk about. I have to update you guys.
My mouth is full, so go ahead.
I haven't talked to you guys yet about my new Corona boyfriend.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Is his name Pelicine?
Pelicine. He'll never hear this, and if he does, he won't be able to understand it, so it doesn't
matter.
True. my new boyfriend, he's not my boyfriend. He's my Corona boyfriend, but I'm just bored. Anyways, I had this dream, okay? I have this friend. I'll say her name, because she'll probably like it. I have this friend named Chyna, and...
I like her name.
Me too. I met her in this group that my friend from middle school made this group on Facebook for
it's
girls.
It's a Facebook group?
Yeah. It's a Facebook...
I thought it was like a group chat.
It is. It's a Facebook group that she turned into a group chat. It's a Facebook group that she made to, like... It's like a women empowerment group. We just give advice and, like, talk about books and stuff. I don't know. And she made a group chat, like an iMessage... Shut up, please! A group chat out of it. So there's, like, 15 of us in this group chat. So I started connecting with this girl, Chyna, because when everybody else is asleep... And I'm awake because I'm drunk. Sometimes she's always the one that's awake with me, and she'll talk back and forth with me. And usually it's just us talking in the group chat. So we became friends. I've never met her, though. Well, I had this dream a few weeks ago about a Spanish boy. I was hooking up with a Spanish boy with long, wavy black hair.
Is it Spanish or Latinx?
I don't know.
Maybe we should say Latinx.
He speaks Spanish.
He's not Hispanic.
He is Hispanic.
He's Honduran.
What's Hispanic? Spain?
Technically.
Okay.
We could be speaking wrong.
We're not Hispanic.
I'm
Spanish.
Just saying.
Latinx, so we don't
know. Oh my gosh, Leroy, thank you for taking my paper towel.
Wow.
I'm just saying, I think the right term is Latinx now.
All right, well, he's Latinx. Wouldn't it just be Latino? Because he does identify as he.
Maybe.
Okay, well, he's Latino. Anyway, so I had a dream about a Latino
boy. He's Honduran.
He's Honduran. But in my dream, it was just a regular schmegular.
A Spanish-speaking boy.
He's speaking Spanish to me in my dream. I didn't know what he was saying. He was part of illegal activities. I was part of illegal activities with him. I won't get into it because it's illegal.
It was a dream.
It was just a dream. But he had long, wavy hair. So I texted Chyna as a joke, kind of, and was like, because she's Latina. And I was like, hey, you can't do that when we're recording. Are you
right,
shitting me?
Take this party somewhere else.
Like,
come
take
on.
This party elsewhere. Like, go Bye. Home. Goodbye. Go away. Go eat some food. Go dig some holes. Go do some dog stuff.
Go run around. I thought I got my ball.
So I texted Chyna, and I was like, hey, Chyna, do you know any boys with long, wavy hair? Like, do you know any Latino boys with long, wavy hair? Just asking. Just wondering, because I had a dream about one. And I think I'm in love with this boy in my dream, and I really want to make it reality. And she was like, actually, I do. His name's Pelicine. And I was like, okay, bet. Like, send me a picture of him. So she sent me a picture of him, and he was hot. He is shorter than me. He's a couple inches shorter than me, which is a problem. But that's why he's not my real boyfriend. But I ignored it. And anyways, 2 weeks ago... I went to go hang out with her, and it was the first time meeting her, and she was a lot of fun, and we drank.
I can't believe y'all had never met.
Yeah, she's older than me, too. She's 27. Uh-huh. So, we never met. Hung out with her. And it was fine. We drank Coronas. I got kind of bent. And then her husband is friends with Pelachin. So, he invited him over. And another boy came over. We'll call him the baby. He's only 19. He was actually 20. He's 20. He's a baby.
He's probably 21.
He just turned 21. So, he actually did last week. So, 2 weeks ago, they came over. It was fun. And me and Pelachin really got on well, except he doesn't speak any English. So, we had to translate through Chyna. She would talk to each other for us.
Do you think she ever gets annoyed doing that?
Probably. But, I mean, she didn't act like it. She acted like she didn't care.
Yeah.
So,
here you go, bud.
I think she's used to it because she said that her first language was English.
Oh.
So okay. I think she's used to it. But when we weren't translating through her, we like were using the Translate app, which was kind of annoying because it kept freezing. Like I would have him talk into it and it would show me what he said in Spanish, but then it would freeze and it wouldn't translate it to English. So I was just like stuck with what he said in Spanish so that I would still have to ask her like, what did he just say to me?
And you never took Spanish in high school, did you?
I did, but I failed it. I never retained anything. It was really hard for me. I gave up once I realized I couldn't roll my R's. But she told me that some words you can just substitute it. Like they call me buena.
You can't roll your R's?
No, I can't.
Wow.
They call me buena, which is G-U-E-R-A, but I can't roll my R's. So she said to just say it like a D, like buena.
Yeah.
So I can substitute it sometimes, but sometimes I can't, and it's really hard to say words, so.
Well, there's a difference. It's like two letters. There's two different letters in Spanish. There's double R and there's R.
I can't say either, probably.
Double R is like the R, and then R is like the D sound.
Okay. Well, I also can't say the, like, his real name
D?
Is, yeah, his real name is Melvin, but they say, like, Melvin.
Melvin?
Melvin. It's hard. And when he said green to me, I asked him how to say green. He said
bear.
Oh, it's like a bear.
A B is a B. And a B is a B.
And I was like, yeah, I can't do that. But I tried. And anyways, we got on real good. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Except, he kind of wouldn't leave me alone. Like, you know how sometimes you get to the point where like, okay, I'm tired now. So it's like, leave me alone now. Like, it's time for me to sleep. Well, he wouldn't leave me alone when I was trying to sleep, so that was kind of annoying. But in the morning, I took my blanket off of him. I took my SpongeBob blanket off him, and I crept out of bed really quietly and got my belongings, and I left him cold. So in the morning,
take your SpongeBob blanket, though.
Yeah, he was using it. I was like, gotta go. This is mine.
You could have at least found him a new blanket. It's not your job.
It's not my job. So I just yanked it off of him.
Oh my gosh.
And I dipped. And then Chyna told me later that he came outside and was sad that I left him cold with no blanket.
You didn't even say bye. You did an Irish goodbye.
Yeah. So then the next time that we hung out last weekend, he told me that he was sad and he said
through the app?
Yeah, he said next time at least say goodbye. And I was like, okay, I will.
If he had done that to you, you would have been like, fuck that bitch.
Yeah. Well, he loves me. So he kept telling me since then that I'm like his American dream, basically. Like, he came to this country and never thought that he would find someone so beautiful. He kept calling me a princess, which at first they were calling me princess that night. And at first I was like, are you calling me a bitch? Like,
what?
Because to me, a princess is like
a diva.
Like, yeah, like a spoiled brat. Like, why are you calling me princess?
Oh, you're a little princess.
That's
you're
what
princess.
I thought they were doing. Like, oh, you think you're a princess? Like, because I thought that they thought that. But no, they were really calling me princess. Like, the most beautiful girl in the world, he said. A princess. So, he likes me a lot. And he basically, well, I'll tell you. Okay, so last weekend we hung out again and got all bent again. And it was fun again. And there was more people there this time. It was just fun. It was like a little party situation. We were playing a card game.
We all were outdoors.
We were outside around this fire. It was a lot of fun. And then we got on real good again. And it was a little bit easier to communicate because I have been learning Spanish on Duolingo. So, like, they thought it was cute that I could say some things. And they thought that it was cute that I was trying. Can you, like, not do that right under my feet? Thanks.
Throw it.
They were impressed with me trying. And then he, when we were, like, off alone together, he did say, he literally said, "I love you." And I was like,
what?
I didn't say it back.
You didn't tell me that.
I didn't say it back, obviously.
What the?
Yeah, he did.
Te amo?
No, he said, "I love you."
Oh, like in English?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. So I let him say it. He said it twice.
Fudge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Considering the situation we were in, it was, what, like, pretty hardcore.
Were you just like, thanks?
I didn't say anything. I didn't signal him.
Oh, my goodness. Was he really hammered?
He was, he doesn't smoke weed, so he did hit the doobie, and I think because he wanted to seem,
cool.
like, cool and, like, part of the club.
Like,
yeah, because, you know, me and Chino were, it's... Just get out of my business, guys. Sometimes I do it. So he wanted to be part of the... He wanted to be one of the girls, so he did. But he doesn't do that normally, so I think he gets kind of...
In his feelings?
I think he gets kind of twisted. Yeah, like, the first night, he was twisted, and he said that. The second night, he acted more cool, but, like, I think he was fucked up. I didn't take advantage of him, guys, by the way. It was all consensual, everything. So... But he did say, "I love you." Weird. And I don't know if that's because he was hammered or if it's because he loves me, but I think he loves me. So
weird.
I let him say it. And that's about it. We've been talking over Facebook Messenger. He texts me in English. So
wow.
He must use a translate
He's
app.
He's trying.
Yeah, because he'll text. So every now and then he'll say something in Spanish and I have to translate it. But most of the time he'll message me in English. So... Sometimes it doesn't translate well, and sometimes I had to ask Chyna, like, is he really this passionate, or is it just the way that it's translating? Because the things that he's saying to me are, like, I've never been spoken to this way by somebody. Like,
mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, Latino guys are really extra, so there's that. But I think he really does love me, and the other night, he said that over message. He said something about, like, loving me, and I was like, you love me, and then he thought that I was saying I love him.
Oh shit.
So then he said something like, well, I'm gonna do everything I can to make sure that you keep loving me. And then I just didn't respond because I was like, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. And I don't want to be like, that's not what I said.
Because
yeah. I don't want to hurt his feelings. So I just didn't, and I just ignored it. And then the next morning he was like, I texted him and was like, hi, like, hope you have a good day. And he was like, I didn't message him in the morning. I waited all day the next day and then messaged him. And he was like, I was checking my phone all day to see if you responded to me.
Aww.
And I was like, aw, sorry, I was busy. So, yeah, so nothing is really going to come from it. But I just wanted to update everybody.
Well, you never know.
Well, he's shorter than me.
Well...
I like his hair.
I'm sure a lot of guys are shorter than you. You're pretty tall.
I like his hair. He's nice. I think he's. It's hard because we don't speak the same language. Yeah, I told him like we need to, because he was saying that he wants to marry me. That the last time we hung out, he said that he wants to marry me, and I was like, okay, well, get me a ring, and then we'll talk. And I was kind of joking, but then I like showed him a picture of the ring I want.
Oh my God.
I was like, that's $2,500, brother. And he was like, I have that in 2 weeks. I have that. And I was like, okay, well, let's get to know each other first. Like,
that's, yeah.
This is going really...
It's a big deal.
This is going really fast.
90-day fiancé.
That's what I kept telling Chyna, and she explained it to him in English, like, what it was. Because I was like, this feels like 90-day fiancé. Like, have you watched it recently?
I haven't watched the new season.
Oh, well, there's this white guy who is with this Russian girl, and they literally talk to each other through a translate app.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've always wondered, like, how
Guys,
do they...
take it somewhere else.
How
Sorry.
Do they know that they love... Like, how do they know that they like each other if they're always talking through a translate app? Like, how do you really get to know somebody like that? But,
Maybe it's just chemistry. Pheromones.
So, guys, you're,
like
so
they're
noisy.
Really taking it to a different level.
Yeah. Can you guys just go... Can you guys hear this?
Oh my God.
Like, can you guys... Yeah, they're breakdancing.
Like,
can you
they're
guys
like
just
on
go?
A cardboard sheet.
Oh my God.
Leroy is straight up B-boy.
Can we like block them off the deck? Like with chairs?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Like, be right back.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break. We're going to block them away from us and then come back so it's not so much breakdancing in the background. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, guys.
Oh, my God. we thought it was going to get better.
I mean, they're blocked off, so you won't hear all that breakdancing, but you might still hear occasional barking. I don't know.
Leaf stomping.
Like, he is being a guard dog, so we can't really reprimand him for that.
Wow.
All right. I think we're good.
Just anyway.
So I have one more thing to say about Pelicin. He makes me nervous because he did message me last night. I said, "What are you?" I said, "I didn't message him all day again." So like I said, I'm just bored. Like I don't really want to talk to him all the time. He's shorter than me, and that's a big thing for me. And I'm bored. So like I don't have any other buddy I don't have anybody else on my roster right now.
I don't have any other buddies.
I don't have any other hoes. So when I want to talk to a boy, I just message him because I know that he'll tell me that I'm a beautiful princess and I'm the most beautiful girl in the world. So that's what I do. But I messaged him yesterday and I was like, "Hi, I hope you had a good day." And he said, "Hi, I'm wandering in North Carolina." And then he sent me a video of him driving. And he was driving like 100 miles per hour.
Okay, that's a red flag.
Yeah, it is. I said too fast, and he never responded. So I just messaged him again. I said, "Hey, you drive too fast."
What, did he take a picture of his odometer?
He was taking a video of his odometer going up from 90 to 102.
And it's dangerous.
I'm going to tell him that if you're with me.
You're not impressing me by showing me how fucking fast you're going.
If you're with me, you don't do that. Sorry.
No, thank you. No can do.
That's like
not tonight.
Not tonight, for real.
Yeah, you gotta set them boundaries.
So anyways, there's that. Oh, I have to tell you, okay.
We haven't seen each other in like going on 2 weeks, by the way. I hope y'all didn't think we had the virus, knock on
wood.
No,
we didn't.
We didn't. We just
not why we took a break. But I wasn't here.
I
went to see Becky for some time. So we haven't seen each other. Okay, so update. Video game time.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Video game time. I finished Spiritfarer. So you can play it now. And it made me cry 3 times.
So the read was right.
What did they say?
Are you for real?
I forget now.
They said it was like finishing the game was like almost traumatic because they were so emotional about it.
Finishing the game didn't really make me cry. I could have cried at the end. I won't tell you what happens.
And they say some spirits like really moved them and made them.
That's why I cried. Like the first like 3 spirits made me cry when I let them go.
Did you have the snake?
Yeah, I love the snake. She was my favorite. I don't know if it was a boy or a girl, actually. I forget its name.
Wow. Did you have that one petty bitch that didn't like any food?
There's a couple that don't like any food. Gwyn didn't like certain foods. And then there's this bull and his hummingbird brother.
Wow.
That are like mobsters.
Wow.
And they were assholes.
Fascinating.
They're such assholes, but they don't eat anything. I'll just tell you, spoiler alert, they don't eat anything but pub food.
Okay.
So if you try to feed them anything that's like one, they hate one ingredient food.
What do they do, refuse it?
Yeah, they say, "We don't eat this." Okay. Like, what do you think we are?
And you're on a boat the whole time?
Yeah, so you're on a boat the whole time. You're on a ship.
You're guiding them to their next voyage?
You find these spirits along the way. You go to these different marks on the island, like little, or on a map, like different islands, and you pick up spirits. And when you find them, they all spirits look the same, like on islands. They're like little
blobs.
Figures, basically, like blobs.
Okay.
But then once you bring them onto your boat, they turn into like an animal.
Okay.
So, but I'm guessing that they're like people when they were alive, but
right.
For some reason they take on the form of like an animal once they're a spirit.
Yeah, a lot of religions believe in that.
So you like are guiding them. You're fulfilling like their final request.
You're almost like a grim reaper. Like you're traveling with them to their next plane.
They like want you to take them places. They want you to do things for them.
Do they not want to leave, or they want to haunt the boat?
No, they always want to leave. Mm-hmm. So eventually they'll say like, "All right, it's time. Take me to the Everdor." The Everdor is where you take them to cross over.
Shit.
Like to heaven, I guess, and then they turn into. a constellation in the sky.
And you cried?
And then I cried. I cried three times for the first three really made me cry.
I would probably cry every time.
It depends on how connected you get to them.
Are they ever, like, not willing to go? They want to go?
They want to go. They ask you to take them.
That's good.
Yes.
What if you fuck up?
What do you mean?
Like, what if you don't take care of them right? Do they get mad?
No, because you take care of them. You do their shit.
Can you intentionally keep them on the boat longer?
You can, like, if they ask you to take them to the Everdor, you can just ignore them. And
oh, wow. Will they start haunting you?
No, they'll just keep bothering you to take them to the Everdor. They'll be like, all right, it's time. Like,
hello, I'm late for my appointment.
Like, are you going to take me? Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. I finished it pretty quickly. I mean, I only played it for, like, maybe a week and a half. And
how many hours a day?
I can check on the Nintendo and it'll tell me how many hours I played it for. I want to say maybe like 60.
You were doing Animal Crossing hardcore.
No, I put in like hundreds of hours of Animal Crossing.
Okay.
Before I like got to the point where like I'm done.
Your island around and becoming a millionaire.
Yeah, this game is definitely quicker to run through, especially if you play it for like a few hours at a time, which I started doing.
Wow.
So it was a 10 out of 10 game. I wish that it lasted longer. Like, I mean, I guess I could play it again later after you play it.
Yeah.
It would still be fun.
What's his name? Kid Fury said that he finished the game, but he still had, like, tasks to complete.
I still had a couple. Complete. You have, like, tasks. Okay, so you have tasks that you're doing for, like, your spirits.
Okay.
And then you have shenanigans. Shenanigans are tasks that you're doing for, like, other spirits on islands that are not on your boat. Like, blob spirits.
Oh.
Like, sometimes you'll come across, like, a blob spirit that you never identify as, like, an animal. It stays as, like, a blob. They'll ask you to, like, do things for them and then come back to them. And
okay.
So I still had a couple of those to do, but I didn't care because
they're not your spirits.
Yeah, they weren't important to me, so.
Wow. Well, I really want to play.
Yeah, it's kind of, at first it was kind of slow. Like, at first I was like, I don't really get the point. And sometimes you'll get annoyed, you'll be stuck because they'll be asking you to take them to certain islands or do certain things for them that you can't do yet because you have to like acquire, you have to like be equipped with like, you can like zip line.
What?
You can, but you have to like get equipped to do that.
What do you have to do to get equipped?
So when you bring a spirit on your boat, they'll give you like an obol. It's like a coin or something. And it's what they give you when they come onto the boat as, like, a thanks, like, here you go.
Like a tip.
And you use the obol to get equipped to do things like zip lining or drift, like, sail. Like, you can, you know how she has a big hat?
No.
Okay, well, your character, Stella.
I thought it was a boy.
It's a girl.
Okay.
Her name is Stella, and she has a cat named Daffodil, and she wears a big hat. And she can, like, hold the hat and, like, drift through the air with it.
That's pretty cool.
That's, like, a skill. So sometimes, or, like, you have to upgrade your boat sometimes. So, like, your boat, like, sometimes they'll ask you to take them to, like, an island where you have to get through, like, ice to get to the island. So you'll have to, like, upgrade your boat with, like, an icebreaker. And sometimes you can't do that until you get a spirit flower. You don't get a spirit flower until when you take one of your spirits to the Everdor.
Oh.
When you take your spirit to the Everdor, they give you a spirit flower when they leave.
And none of the spirits are people, they're all animals.
Mm-hmm. But like they tell you their like life story.
They do.
They like give you hint. Not really how they die. You have to kind of figure that out for yourself. And there's a couple that after you play it, I'll tell you. Like, I'm pretty sure this is how they died.
Like, do they have read about it. Like effed up backgrounds? Do they tell you like where they came from?
Sometimes some are more like specific than others.
Are there any like real jerks?
Yeah, Mickey and his hummingbird brother Bruce. Yeah, they are assholes. They were really mean, but, like, you still kind of grow to like them. Especially once you take them to the Everdor and they start, like, giving you, like, their final
goodbyes.
Words on life. Like,
oh my gosh, they give you advice?
Yeah, they do.
Did you learn anything in real life?
Some of them say different things. Like, Bruce and Mickey said nothing matters. Like, none of it matters.
They were, like, nihilists then.
Yeah, but you still like them.
Okay.
So it's a good game. I'm excited for you to play it.
Well, I'm, like, generally a little more empathy than you, so
I'm probably going to cry
my eyes out.
Yeah, you'll probably cry a lot for the snake, because you're really going to like the snake. And once you meet Alice, oh, my God.
I just love the name Alice.
She's like a grandma little hedgehog.
Aww.
Oh my god. Like, she makes you cry. When you say goodbye to her, you're going to cry your eyes out.
Oh my gosh.
It's so sad. I won't spoil it for you, but
I'm going to have to play this.
You can play it tonight.
I can.
Yeah. So I need new game recommendations because I'm done with that one. And basically there's nothing left for me to do on Animal Crossing. Like, I've been playing Animal Crossing here and there this month because I'm collecting candy for Halloween. Like, I'm going to play it on Halloween. Nope.
Okay.
All right. Another break, I guess.
Wow. We got to pause because my son is being a little boy.
Oh my God.
Little boy bitch. Be right back.
Jimmy.
Acha, acha, acha.
Acha.
You say it better than I do. Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Acha, acha, acha.
Hey, guys. Oh God.
No, don't even start.
Are you shitting me?
We're in a new podcast location again for the first time. This is podcast history.
Yeah.
What if it sounds way better?
It might. It sounds nice in here.
We're in Linda's bedroom.
Yeah.
We've never been in here before. Welcome, Singapore.
It's cozy in here.
Welcome. Oh, we got a new country.
Oh, I saw. What is it?
I forget.
Singapore, Russia, Germany, France.
Let's look. Keep it going.
New Zealand.
How do I get out of here?
I can look on my phone.
Okay. It's a new country. I just saw it today.
I know. I was intrigued. I was like, wow, that's interesting.
We did get Russia. We've got more listeners in California now. So what's up, California? San Francisco, Walnut Creek.
Walnut Creek.
A bunch of cities in California. Long Beach.
South Africa.
Yeah. Hey, if you're South African, let us know where you're from. We want to talk to you.
And Belgium.
Belgium, too. What part of Belgium?
It doesn't tell me on mine.
You have to go to anchor.fm to see the analytics. But, wow, yeah. Hey, girls and guys and non-binary folks, send us an email.
Yeah.
We have Google Translate on our phones now.
Follow us on Instagram at Not Tonight Podcast.
Yeah, Twitter, Not Tonight Pod, Facebook. We have a TikTok. We've only made like one as a Linda Brenda. I made that one by myself.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was a really good TikTok.
Thanks. I'm new to the TikTok world, but I really liked it. It was really fun. Yeah. I had to like do multiple scenes.
I didn't have the patience to do that one.
I really like it. It's about having toxic relationships, which I can relate to.
We were gonna talk about something, but I forget now.
Jimmy.
I guess, yeah, we could talk about our last
Jimmy and Reggie
couple episodes. Reggie,
we had two party episodes.
Reggie was just a lot of burping.
It was a lot of shotgunning, which I was very surprised because normally Reggie is not that much fun. No offense, Reggie. We love you, but
I haven't talked to him.
He's normally not down to party like that. So I was very surprised that night that not only did he want to like drink with us, but he wanted to shotgun beers with me.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, that was fun.
I miss it, but.
And then the Jimmy, that was a long time ago, by the way. That was like.
Yeah, that one was.
May 26th?
Yeah, Jimmy was from May.
Reggie was early June.
Yeah.
And just so y'all know, we're still taking COVID very seriously. I've let a total of 4 people into my house since March.
I mean, I did hang out with Pelicine.
Yeah, but you were outside and distanced.
Well, our faces weren't distant.
Oh, well, that's true. But it's been 2 weeks, maybe.
It's been a week since I last saw him.
It's been 1 week since you're looking at me.
It's been. It's not the first time that we've even said that on this podcast.
It's not?
Nope. Do you like my do you like my new wall decor?
Oh my god. No. I'm like desensitized by it because I see it so often. I don't even want to talk about it.
Should I not?
Linda's got some sketchy signs in her room.
Cut. Three.
She should not have.
Three Trump signs for some reason.
Oh my god. We're not.
We're obviously not Trumpers, so I won't get into how maybe I acquired these signs, but they are in my room.
I don't like them. I hate it.
I have three and I have one more I'm trying to add to my collection.
No! Have you seen the fucking, oh my God, there's a sign outside of my freaking, like, country store that I go, like, get gas from. It says, it's huge. It says, Trump 2020, no more bullshit. What? All, you mean all the bullshit?
All the bullshit. Keep you could the ever bullshit. Want.
Great.
Keep the bullshit. Keep coming.
Up the bullshit.
That's funny.
Bring on the more bullshit.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I can't. I do have three of them.
That's not.
If you came into my room, you would think that I loved Trump.
Ew.
But really, I have nowhere else to hide them right now. So, I
maybe don't acquire them.
Well, I'm sick of seeing them. I'm sick of seeing them.
Okay. So. You're not going to be able to rid the town of all the Trump signs.
I know, but I can at least try to rid my road of them.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to use them next time I go to Chena's, because whenever we go over there, we're always like, we need, like, cardboard or something to start this fire. And last time I was like, oh, my God, I should have brought the Trump signs to burn.
No, you're not supposed to burn all that color.
In a bonfire?
It's bad for the environment to burn the colored cardboard.
Oh, God. Well, all right. I guess I'll just save them for a day.
Maybe we can, like, bury them?
I wanted to make a TikTok with that song, How You Steppin'. How You Steppin'? With me steppin' on.
Kind of funny.
That would be a good one. I might do that and then get rid of them somehow.
Oh my gosh. Well, we have a wig in here.
Oh my God, we do have a wig. I could put it on.
I brought the rainbow wig just in case.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Gia, that one is named Gia.
Gia. We follow Gia on Instagram. I watched a video of hers today.
I tagged her on our story.
Her real name is what?
Marla?
Sokoloff
or something.
Yeah, she's cool. Hey, Marla.
She's so pretty.
She's pretty, and she did, like, a digital short video. It was kind of funny about, like, just quarantine, her kids being at home. She got, like, an award or something for it, she said.
We should tag her and tell her that we love you and we talk about you a lot.
Yeah, Gia.
Because we do. The last episode was not the first time that we've talked about her.
No, we have talked about her several times.
Like, I love her.
We frequently channel Gia from Full House.
Sixth graders are terminally pathetic.
She was always such a bitch.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you go be a good kid with her?
Oh, my God, bitch. She was also in that one movie with Alex Mack. Was she in 10 Things I Hate About You? No.
No, you said that. You tried to say that last time, but she
was in something else from my childhood, and she played a very similar character, and I liked
it. Just a pretty bitch.
Just a pretty little bitch.
Did she smoke cigarettes?
She was just always, yeah, like a bad bitch.
I love her so much. I wish I was her.
What did she say?
Terminally pathetic.
Oh, my God. Wait, what episode is it when Michelle is like, you want to smoke?
That's when they're...
She's like six.
They're in that, like, restaurant bar place where Jesse's band played.
Why is she dressed like that, and why does she say you want
to
smoke?
I don't remember. I should know, because I used to watch Full House, like, religiously.
Linda has watched more Full House than I have, and I'm older than her.
I had it on VHS. Like, Mom, like, would record it on a VHS tape, so I had, a bunch of episodes on one VHS
tape. She did the same shit for Booker with Power Rangers.
Yeah,
she recorded every episode. Mom was ahead of the DVR game.
She was. I liked when Michelle fell off that horse and
I hated that.
She like lost her memory.
It stressed me out. It gave her amnesia. Yeah. It was really scary for me.
I love Full House so much.
We used to record My So-Called Life on VHS.
Why? We have it on DVD.
Yeah, we have it on DVD, but back when it first came out, it was on like Fox or something. And it came on late.
It was on Fox?
It was on, like, a Prime network, yeah. And it came on at night. It came on, like, at 9 o'clock. And I was a little kid, but Mom let me watch it. But it was kind of too late for me, so she started recording it for me. She let me watch it. And what's her name? Rayanne was doing a lot of drugs. There's a lot of drugs.
I've never watched it.
Are you fucking
No,
me?
I did when I was younger. Can I watched watch the DVDs. It tonight? No, but... I did watch those DVDs at some point. I still remember any of it.
Oh, my gosh. It was, like, epic. That's why I had that haircut in sixth grade.
It's that old?
It's really old. I'm really old.
Well, guys, I saw Jared Leto in real life, and he's really short.
How short?
Very short. He's very tiny.
Like 5'4"?
I wonder if Google has like, his real height.
Becky's height?
Oh, Pelicin finally responded. I told him that he was driving too fast. He said, it was only for a moment that I put too much speed on it.
Okay, well. All
right, well, that
why
was.
Why are you bragging about it, boy?
A moment too long. But if I said that, he's not going to understand what I'm saying.
You could say too much, much, much. Too much speed.
The last time that we hung out, he did something, I can't say on the podcast, but he did something bad, and it took me like 10 minutes to explain to him why it was bad, and I kept saying, Mal, that was Mal.
Moi Mal?
Mal. Very Mal, I kept saying. Yes. Jared Leto height, let's see. This has him as 5'11". That is not no, true, you guys. I saw him. He's not.
Like 5'9".
He's 48. Can you believe?
Wow. He was so hot in my so-called life.
He still is pretty good looking for 48. When he was... I used to work at a concert venue, and that's where I saw him. I got there early before my shift, and he was, like, on stage doing, like, sound check by himself, and I kept, like, creeping close to the stage trying to like record him with my phone and not be obvious, and like I was also trying to like look cute and like flip my hair around
wow,
so that he would
lot.
Like notice me because I wanted to join his cult. You know he has a cult.
Yeah, we talked about it on the podcast. Have I believe yeah, it's full-blown cult style.
Yeah, I really wanted to be in
my
it.
Life at the Thrill Kill cult. What's his band name? Fucking 30 minutes to 30 mars
to Mars. I don't remember the concert at all, so I couldn't tell you if they were
good. I like him as an actor. I think he's a great actor, but I do not like his music.
If he would have asked me to join his cult that night, I would have gladly.
With Edward Sharp?
Yep. I would have. I don't know why I think he's so, but he was so tiny. He looked so tiny. He's not 5'11".
Everybody always says that, like, actors are all freaking tiny, except for my man crush, Jason Momoa.
Oh, you know what?
I think he's so
there
hot.
There are some people that I think are so hot that it's, like, too much. Like, I don't see him and I'm like, whoa, like,
oh, I
bang
do.
Him. Like, I see him and I'm like, he's so hot that I'm, like, over it. Like, he's so hot that I'm bored.
I don't feel
that
way.
Does
that
make
way.
Sense?
No.
There are some people, like Zac hot? Efron, like, Zac Efron is so pretty and hot that I'm, like, I'm just not into it.
I didn't start thinking Zac Efron was hot until he became a full-blown man, like, a few years ago.
I mean, once he
could grow a full beard, then I started thinking,
like,
he was hot.
He's hot, but it's, like, he's just too...
Pretty.
Like, I'm not interested.
Like, Brad Pitt, kind of. Well, not now. Brad Pitt's finally rugged, but...
Yeah, I'm more attracted to... But Brad Pitt, too, I've always just been, like...
He was very pretty when he was
Everybody
younger.
Loves Brad Pitt. I'm like, he's hot, but he's like...
Oh, he's so charming.
I'm just not into him. I don't know what it is.
His personality is very charming. If you watched A River Runs Through It, you would be obsessed with him.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
Or Legends of the Fall. Can we watch A River Runs Through It tonight?
If I don't fall asleep, guys, I go to bed at 8.
It's like 8.
It's 7 right now. I'm at like 7:45 is when I start getting like...
I really want to watch a movie with you in your bed.
In my bed? I don't have TV down here. I have Netflix.
What? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well.
But I don't know if it's on River Runs Through It. It's probably
not on
Netflix.
Netflix.
Man. Are any Brad Pitt movies on Netflix?
Not that I've ever seen.
I've been watching The Office lately. That's how boring I am. But it's so funny.
I wish you would watch Selling Sunset.
I don't have net. I mean, I do. I pay for Netflix, but I don't currently get it at my home.
Ugh. It's
yeah,
so
I need to
good.
Do something about that.
If you guys watch Selling Sunset, I want to talk about it, so DM us. Because
which one is that? A real estate?
It's a real estate show. These girls, these bitches work for this group called the Oppenheim
Is
group.
It scripted?
Probably. It's a reality show, but it's probably fake.
How is it reality on Netflix, though?
Netflix has reality shows. Have you ever watched The Circle? I guess not.
No.
Yeah, Netflix has reality shows.
What?
Yeah, like, The Circle was pretty good. Selling Sunset, they work real estate in, like, California. Like, they sell, like, million-dollar houses. And there's this girl named Chriselle, who's married to, well, ex... They're not married anymore, but on the show they were married to one of the actors on that show, This Is Us, I think.
Really?
And she's really sweet and nice. And there's this bitch named Christine with long, long blonde extensions, and she's a bitch. I wish I could talk about it with people who watch it, but mom won't watch it, and dad is yelling my name.
So I guess keep the podcast going.
Nope. I don't know how to keep the podcast going like Linda does. And I also get very distracted by side noise. They're like yelling out in the hallway. They're talking about the dogs. I'm at my parents' house tonight, Brenda speaking. So it's kind of quiet down here, but we've got parental noise. Our parents are always yelling at, we love them and they're really nice, but they always yell through the house. They like yell for us to deal with the dogs and shit.
Hacha! Hacha! He just wants me to feed the dogs when we take a break. He was like, how long are you gonna record your podcast
for? They know we're podcasting?
He said, what are you doing? I said, podcasting? He was like, how long are you gonna be doing that for? And I was like, I don't know. I'm like, probably, I don't know.
What does he want you to do? Feed them?
Yeah, he was like, okay, well, when you get a break, can you,
oh my
can
God.
You feed them?
Okay, Dad.
Okay, when we get a break, but we're working right now. What else?
Christine with the... Oh, my gosh. The Real Housewives of Potomac.
Oh, my God.
I'm obsessed.
Are you on... Did you listen to the read where he read
them? No, we can use their real names.
Yeah. He read...
Yes. Crystal and him have
I'm
both.
I'm so glad because when I watched that, I was like, first of all, I agree with him. Like, it wasn't a bad fight. Like, for TV, okay. But like,
I didn't even think it was that bad for TV.
I didn't either.
Besides her not letting go of what's her name, Candace's hair, like,
but like as
it was
a fight,
not
fight,
violent.
It
nobody
wasn't that
like,
bad of,
like got
she
their
didn't
eye
even, like,
busted.
Connect any hits,
right.
Really,
like nobody got punched.
Yeah,
the it only wasn't that bad. The only blood was from the wine glass on her lip, and Monique was untouched. Besides yeah. that,
it wasn't that
the
bad.
The only like kind of part where I was like, oh wow,
if
yeah,
that
like,
table wasn't there,
she's
it
really seen
good,
red. Yeah. When she busted through the door when the bodyguard guy was, like, trying to block her and she ran. Yeah, I thought yeah. that was, like, okay, I could see myself doing that in, like, a blackout moment. It's just full of rage.
That bitch was asking
but
for
she
it.
But she was
I
already,
Candace.
Candace was already in the car. So she yeah. didn't even, nothing came out of that.
Yeah, I don't know why everyone was tripping
and
over
it. Really bothered me that Candace was like, oh, ghetto ass hood rat bitch. Like, yeah. shut up.
Yeah. And, yeah. First of all, you guys all signed up to be on the show. Like, you guys know that the show is about
Candace
fighting.
Literally said, are you going to drag me? Do
yeah,
you want to
if
drag me?
Asked to get
you
dragged,
wanna, yeah.
You want
you're
to
trying
get
to drag
dragged.
Me? Yeah.
If someone was
I
in
am.
My face going like this thing, you're going to drag me?
And flipping my hair?
Immediately drag you.
Wait, who flipped whose hairs?
Candace flipped
oh,
her hair.
That
she
is
like
engagement.
Her, yeah.
Like okay, it's
okay,
on.
It's time to
you
drag
made
you.
Contact and you asked me to drag you.
You literally asked.
So you
I'm
got what you asked.
Going to drag you. So, and she didn't even drag her that bad. I wish that table wasn't there. Because,
man.
Honestly, Candace deserved to get dragged.
That was really
she's
funny
so,
when she
I hate
her.
And I hate her little face, too. Her face annoys me. Something about her little face looks punchable. Like,
really?
I hate Candace. Yeah, you don't think so? Something about her
cute.
Face looks weird.
I think she's cute. I've always liked Monique more than her.
Well, I stan Monique now.
Me, too. Oh, my gosh. Monique, we love you.
Yeah,
we're here for you.
Like, I'm sick of everybody. And did you see...
Oh, my God.
Giselle was
Giselle?
Like... We have an image to upkeep. Like...
Oh, shut the front
your
door.
Husband
your husband
that cheats
really?
On you all the time.
Who you're not even with.
Yeah. Weird.
You're divorced to. And how many times has he cheated? And how many kids does he have? And you have an image to uphold?
Yeah.
With your church? Really? Yeah. It's not... What? First of all, it's not your church. Second of all...
Third of all, you're on a reality TV show, first of all.
Well, that's what
third
I
of all,
like.
First of all, you're on
third of all, Fadi, 11 of all, you signed up for this.
So, like, you have an image.
But Candace was like, I didn't
laughing.
Sign up for a physical fight. And so that, who the fuck is Wendy? Is that her name?
I just saw clips from the last episode. I didn't even see the last episode. When they were, like, at the dinner without Monique, and she was talking about pressing charges, and they were like,
oh,
like,
yeah.
what do you
Karen?
Want to come from this? And they were like, she was like, whatever the court decides. And they were like, you, like, want her to go to jail? And she was like... Or they were like, we don't want her to go to jail. And she was like, we don't?
Robin and her had a talk, Candace, in the last episode. And Candace said that Karen, of all people, suggested to her that she should press charges. When Karen was the one that invited all the girls to let Monique speak her mind. And, like, give her a platform to talk about what happened. And then, allegedly, she turned around and told Candace to press charges. That's shady.
I hate Karen. Karen's wigs are always fucked, by the way.
I know.
Like, her wigs, like, you're rich enough to get your wigs together.
You say that you're husband is a black Bill Gates, what's up with your wig then?
Yeah, fix your wig.
I mean, it's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay.
She looks a lot better this season.
I think that she could do without the blonde. Just doesn't look good on her. The blonde wigs always make her look.
I agree.
Older, and I don't like her wigs at all. I honestly don't. And Giselle has the worst style.
Giselle is very pretty.
She's so pretty, but her style is trash. Robin's style, trash.
It's just kind of boring. Robin's hair,
trash.
Oh, Robin's hair has kind of grown on me.
Robin's really
It's literally
too,
grown on her.
It's grown, so that's better. But
I think...
I have nothing against short hair, but, like, it just wasn't a look. It just wasn't a look.
I agree. Their style is a little bit, like, boring.
Honestly, the only ones I like are Monique and I like Ashley.
I like Ashley, too.
I don't know why
Ashley stirs the pot.
She does, but I like her. Her husband, though?
Ooh.
Definitely gay.
Gay.
Which is fine, but not when you have a wife.
I mean, not when you're not open about it.
I mean,
and yeah, you have a wife and kid and you're denying it on TV and you're grabbing butts on TV.
That's not okay.
You
that,
can't
like that was obviously
compartmentalize your shit, bro.
It wasn't an accident. The guy who got his butt grabbed was obviously
and
disturbed.
The dick sucking conversation.
I missed that.
Oh my god,
what was
apparently they
yeah,
were
cause I
all
didn't
drinking
start watching
one night
the season until like a couple episodes before the fight.
Well, it was off camera. But apparently Robin, I know Robin was there, Ashley, her husband, I think Juan, Robin's whoever, whatever, ex, current, whatever. Mm-hmm. They were all, like, partying one night, and they were drinking and drunk and whatever. But, like, okay, you're a, cisgender, like, heterosexual woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you, no matter how drunk you were, no matter how hammered, blackout drunk, would it ever come out of your mouth that you wanted to, I can't even say it.
Do oral?
Yeah. Want to, like, lick another girl's... No. Would that ever just naturally come out of your mouth, no matter how drunk you were?
No.
Right. So, he said, allegedly, that he would suck some dude's dick, one of the husbands, on the show. Like, oh, I'd suck his dick.
What?
And Robin was like... I thought that I was just, like, hearing things, seeing things. Like, I thought I was, like, really twisted and I just didn't understand. But then somebody else, like, backed it up. Like, no, that's what we heard. It was, what's her name? Candace's husband. It was like, no, he actually said that. They never said which husband he was talking about, but...
No, that's not something that... No.
Again, nothing against him. If he wants to be whatever, buy whatever you want to go.
That's fine.
Do your thing.
Get
your life.
I would love it.
Girls, boys... Trans, who cares? But you can't pretend like you have an image to uphold if you're talking about sucking dick on the side and then pretending like you didn't.
That's gay.
And then they played it off and spun it into like he cheated on her with a girl, so we're supposed to forget about all the guy stuff.
I really care if it's a guy or a girl. If you're cheating, you're cheating. Like
cheating is cheating.
I don't care if it's a boy or a girl. I'd be
pissed
either way.
And if you've got an arrangement, like, where she's fine with you sucking dick on the side, fine. But
they
don't.
So, yeah.
Like, you have to be honest
in
your relationship.
And the hotel thing? Like, I'm surprised that she even forgave him for that. Because
what hotel thing?
The stripper in the hotel thing?
Oh, yeah, okay. The
and she
cheating
was like,
thing, right?
Well, she said that he fell asleep.
He said he blacked out and he woke up naked or something.
He woke up in his
underwear.
This
is all conjecture.
And, like, went to go check his phone in his underwear, and that's when the stripper took the picture of him.
Oh, I've seen that picture.
But, like, I wouldn't care if he slept with her or not. Either way, you took a stripper to a hotel room with the intention of doing something. Why would you take her to a hotel room?
If you're married,
that's enough
and you don't
me.
Have an arrangement or an open relationship, and you have a baby, or if she, I don't know if she was pregnant or had a baby.
To hotel rooms.
Yeah. Taking a stripper to a hotel room, regardless of whether you did anything or not, is kind of against the rules for me.
Like, it's the stripper for me.
It's the stripper in the hotel room for me. I mean, it's one thing if you want to go to a strip club, fine, get your jush. But don't take her with you after the strip club.
Yeah, like, you don't do that. Sorry, and I'm surprised that Ashley, like, forgave him for that, for real.
Well, she made him sign that, like a post-nup.
That was smart. Mom said
very
this.
Smart.
Mom said that she thinks that she's just staying with him until like, mom said that she has something where if they stay together for, like, 5 years or something and have a couple kids, like, she would get more money.
That's like what Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes did.
Really?
Something like that. Like, they had, like, a weird Scientology agreement where, like, she had to produce a kid and keep everything quiet for, like, 5 years about him being, like, secretly gay Scientologist. And then she could divorce him and he would pay her off the rest of her life.
Yeah. That's what mom said that she thinks Ashley is doing. Hold on. Tom Cruise is gay, too?
Allegedly. I mean, a lot of people say that he is.
That wouldn't surprise me.
He was married to Nicole Kidman. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
She's
ever
like
believe that.
6'11" feet tall.
I know.
And he's 5'4".
Well, she's also married to Keith Urban. Let's see how tall he is.
Ooh, I know. He's pretty short, too. He looks like a midget. I gotta get a Bruce
Keith Urban height. Let's see. 5'10"? That's a lie.
That's a lie.
He's short. And he's 52, which, like, is also, like, crazy. He's been married to Nicole Kidman since 2006. That's a long time. Tom Cruise is only 5'7", and he was married to Nicole Kidman, who is 5'11". So, Tom Cruise is 5'7".
That's a lie.
Well, Nicole Kidman's 5'11", so even that, if
I
he is 5'7".
Tom Cruise is, like, legit 5'5".
I believe it. But if Nicole Kidman married Tom Cruise and he's, like, a solid 5 or 6 inches shorter than him, I can marry Pelicine. Not that I'm going to, but if Nicole Kidman can do that, then I shouldn't feel
so bad.
She's
5'11"?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Pretty Little Lies, or what is that show called? Big Little Lies?
Yeah.
I love that. Did you watch the whole first season?
Mm-hmm.
And the second?
Yeah. I wish there was a third. Is there a third?
Not yet. I hope there is going to be. What did you think of her relationship with the hot guy? Hey. We're about to talk about Big Little Lies, and we're about to give away spoilers, so whoops. Bye. He's so hot. But not in that show.
I'm like, struggling to remember now, but
Spoiler alert.
Definitely fucked up. He dies.
I wasn't even going to go there. I was just going to say he beats her.
But then they bang about it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I mean, I'm all into aggressive banging.
Not after you got your ass beat, though.
Yeah, no, not after. That's abusive and manipulative and psycho. Mm-mm. So I'm not into that. I'm into it when it's, like, consensually aggressive. I understand that, but, yeah, so.
She was manipulative.
Do you know what character I hate that you would think I would like?
On that show?
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon?
No. Well, I...
The little girl that I'm in love with?
I hate kids.
I love her daughter.
I just don't find kids cute. Yeah, I could
really... I cried about how cute her daughter is.
I could do without the children, but no, Lisa Bonet's daughter. What's her name? Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, yeah.
I hate her character. She's such a boring bitch.
I wish she had more personality.
Yeah,
I know she's going through it.
I would like her because she's like a bohemian kind of whatever. Right. But like, she's boring.
I never bought that she really is in love with that dude.
I don't either at all. Like,
and now I don't even remember whose ex it is. Is it
Reese Witherspoon's?
Okay. Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah.
And he's not cool and he's not deep. And she's supposed to be, like, this deep yoga bitch, and she is in love with him?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I'm not in love. But I got bored with her character. I felt bad for her. And I guess, like, she's supposed to be, like, an empath, and, like, she's just feeling all this guilt from
season
one. I mean, she did kind of kill him, but...
Okay.
He needed it.
He needed it.
She was just trying to make it stop, okay? But no, I also didn't really buy the whole thing with, like, her mom. Like, she was seeing her mom, and that's what she did. Like, she was, like, fighting back the rage that she had from her mom abusing her. Like, they didn't go deep enough into that.
Yeah.
They made it sound like she was, like, in a trauma moment and just pushed him off the ledge because, she was seeing her mom, like, PTSD style. But they didn't really, like, go. I don't think they went hard enough showing, like, documenting the trauma that she experienced with her mom.
I would like to rewatch that show.
I think it's based on a book, right?
I'm not going to read the book. I'll listen to the book.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
we listen.
I need to hear things.
I gotta hear it. But, yeah, I really like that show. What did you think of Meryl Streep?
Annoying. Look, aww. I've never...
She's always like, this with her face.
I've never been into Meryl Streep.
Oh.
I've never liked Meryl Streep.
I don't dislike Meryl Streep, but, like, you know how everyone's like, Meryl Streep!
Well,
like,
we probably haven't seen her.
Best actress of all time. I'm like, I don't really get it.
We probably haven't seen some of her best roles.
I also get her mixed up with Barbara Streisand.
Me, I used to, too. They're like, the same face. Yeah. But they're different actresses, big time. Excuse me. I guess we probably haven't seen...
Like, which one was in A Star is Born? Meryl Streep or...
I never even saw that.
I haven't either.
I think it was Barbara. Meryl Streep was in that movie, The Dingo Ate My Baby.
I've never seen that.
I saw it once. It was fucked.
That's a movie?
She had a bowl cut. Yeah.
I thought that was like a meme.
It's a real story. It's a true story, first of all.
There's a movie? I've heard the story My Favorite Murder, but there's a movie?
Yeah. What is it called? I keep wanting to say it's called The Crying Game, but I don't think it is. I think that's a story about a trans relationship.
Should I Google A Dingo Ate My Baby?
Yes. They talk about it on Seinfeld, and there is a meme, but yeah, it's an actual story, and Meryl Streep played the chick that ate her kid.
It is called Evil Angels.
No, it's not.
That's what came up when I Googled A Dingo Ate My Baby movie.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah. I'm looking at her in a way.
Evil Angels in the Bob?
Her name's Lindy.
Let me see.
It got 93% online.
It's called Evil Angels?
Yeah.
Look up The Crying Game. I think that's about a trans relationship, but I don't know why I always want to...
What movie is this? I don't remember where I'm remembering this from. I think I saw it on TV one night, like, a clip of it. Like, I don't really remember. Robert De Niro's in it, and he's, like, at a little underground, like, party with a bunch of gays.
That's The Crying Game, probably. I think he falls in love with a trans girl.
Is it?
I think so. I've never seen it, but I always hear, like, pop culture references about it.
No, he's not in that. Irish Republican Army member Fergus forms an unexpected bond with Jody, a kidnapped British soldier in his custody despite the warnings of...
What? Who's the actor?
Stephen Ray?
Why the fuck am I thinking of The Crying Game then? Just look up Robert De Niro trans movie.
Robert De Niro.
No, not Taxi. He's in Taxi. No.
Do you want to know why I should have known that Ivy was psycho?
Yes.
Because we watched that movie, Taxi Driver.
With Robert De Niro? I've never seen it.
First of all, he said it's his favorite movie.
Yikes.
Second, he said that he feels like him.
What is he, a serial killer in that movie? I don't know anything about it.
He flips out. He gets obsessed with that chick, and then...
Oh, no.
He identifies
with that character?
Yeah, he said that he identifies with that character. And I did, for a second, think, that's weird, but you're so gentle and nice, like... I guess I'm going to ignore the signs because I don't see it, but...
Yikes.
Yeah, he freaks out in the end and goes on, like, a little rampage.
Yeah, one of my exes told me, and I should have known this, because, like, this is when we first started dating, told me that he identified with a sexaholic character on Nip Tuck, and that he felt like he was just like him, and I should have been like, okay, here's the door, I'm gonna go, but instead I dated him for 6 months.
I said Nip Tuck.
Mick, the old Mick Tuck.
Oh, God.
Nip Tuck. I hated that fucking show. It was so stupid.
Mom used to watch it, but I've never seen it.
The one doctor or whatever was like a legit sex addict. And my ex with the D name, he said he has never identified more with a character. And I was like, okay, let's date.
Okay. That's weird.
I was young and stupid. Okay.
The trans movie is called
A Cry in the Dark.
Flawless. And it has 41% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No.
Yeah.
It's called Flawless?
A former security guard, Walt Koontz, Robert De Niro, experiences a severe stroke and must begin physical therapy after leaving the hospital. Part of his recovery program includes regaining his speech by taking singing lessons, and he gets paired with Rusty, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
What?
A vocal instructor and neighbor. Walt, however, is extremely homophobic, and Rusty is flamboyantly gay.
He falls in love with Philip Seymour Hoffman?
I don't know if they fall in love. It just says that they don't have an easy start to their relationship.
I think that's the wrong movie. Look up A Cry in the Dark. Of it. I think A Cry in the Dark is the Meryl Streep Dingo movie.
No, it's not.
What is my memory doing to me?
A Cry in the Dark comes up as Evil Angels.
See?
So what is A Cry in the Dark?
It's the Dingo movie.
It must be like the...
That's why I thought it was The Crying Game, because it's a crying...
Oh, it was released as A Cry in the Dark outside Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, so...
So it's the same movie. So you're right.
Oh, wow. It only took me like 10 minutes, and we still never figured out the trans movie. I don't think it's called Flawless.
The trans movie with Robert De Niro?
I think it's called The Crying Game.
All right, I'm going to Google
The Crying Game. Look up The Crying Game trans.
All right. Let's see.
I don't think my memory is this awful, y'all.
The Crying Game, and that's The Crying Game.
Is it the American name for Flawless?
No, I'm confused. What was the other movie that you said to look up?
A Cry in the Dark?
A Cry in the Dark, no.
That's the Dinga movie.
The Crying Game. Is... the Irish Republican Army. It doesn't have anything to do with trans.
Oh, never mind.
Maybe we should watch that.
Look up... Oh, wait, I don't want to spoil it. Crying Game ending? I feel like The Crying Game has a really bad ending. Don't tell me that. I have to pee. I feel like people talk about it all the time. And if you're going to tell the podcast,
make sure you do it. It does have to do with Fergus's homosexuality. Okay, so maybe not trans, but, like, gay stuff.
I could have sworn that Robert De Niro fell for a trans woman. I've never seen it. I have seen A Cry in the Dark / Evil Angels.
How long have we been recording for? Because my dad keeps bothering me about feeding these dogs.
Let's take a dog break. A fog break.
35 minutes. I mean, this is pretty much a full episode. We could end it.
Oh.
Because we already have a 15-minute segment.
We should probably not talk about this on the pod.
I'm just saying, you guys, like, you've heard enough. You guys have heard enough.
I mean, Linda did her recap.
We talked about video games.
We're really just catching up with one another as sisters and podcasters. We haven't seen each other in 2 weeks. I really want to watch a movie with you tonight, Linda.
Where?
I don't know. Maybe upstairs if Dad sleeps with Mom.
Dad won't sleep with Mom. Our dad sleeps on the couch.
Oh, my God. I have to tell you guys something funny real quick. The other day, I was editing one of our podcasts that we haven't released yet, an episode with our mom, and she was talking about COVID. She was talking about, like, how she hasn't left the house since February, whatever, and, like, she was kind of, like, being a smartass to us, and she was like, you were giving her shit, and then she was like, well, what do you want me to do? Go out there and fucking die? And I was like, yeah.
No, I said, she said that she hasn't left the house. And I said, well, what do you want to do, die? And then you said, yeah.
I so casually was like, yeah. But I was really just backing up what you said. Yeah, but it definitely sounded like I wanted her to die. And I don't. I love my parents.
Oh, God. Okay.
And they love each other. They just don't sleep together because my dad snores.
Yeah, that's why. It's nothing wrong with their relationship. It's just our dad snores, and she has a bad back and doesn't like him moving around in the bed because it hurts her back, so he sleeps on the couch.
Sometimes, let's convince him to sleep together so we can watch movies on the couch.
He probably wants to watch movies on the couch. He stays up till like 9 watching TV.
Well, let's watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with him.
Oh, God, I can't watch that. That movie is so boring to me.
It ends really good.
I know, but the first like hour and a half is fucking boring.
Boring.
So,
well,
do you want to know something?
What?
Before we end this,
it's a Brad Pitt movie. You said you want to watch a Brad Pitt.
Remember that group I go to?
Yeah.
On Thursdays.
The quilt group.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
The leader quit.
Why?
Don't know. We had group last Thursday. Everything was fine and dandy. We said we would see each other next Thursday. Yeah, virtual. We do it over Zoom, and then I got a call from some other bitch that works there, and she was like, yeah, so she's no longer with us, and...
What happened?
I don't know. The girls in my group told me first before that lady called me, and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they were like, she left. Like, she's gone. And I was like, why? And they were like, we don't know anything. And then the bitch
called me. How'd they find out?
Because the bitch called them.
Okay. Who's the bitch?
Some bitch that works there and runs
shit. Not in your group.
No, she doesn't run my group, but she does work there. And she was like, yeah, so do you want the new person once they get settled in to call you? And I was like, I mean,
I don't know her.
I guess.
How do you become a leader of the group? Do you have to work there?
You have to work there and, like, have training, I guess, but...
Weird.
Like, yeah, now we're just supposed to welcome some new bitch into our group.
Into your group that you've established and been a part of for a long time.
Yeah, I've been going to it for 2 years. And what? I only went because of this person that was running it. I liked the woman that was running it. I tried another group in a different area and didn't like it.
Really?
So I tried this group because I liked this woman and was like, I love her, I'm coming, and this, she's the reason, she inspired me to want to do the career that I want to do, like, it's because of her, and now she's just gone.
Do you have her contact information?
I added her on Facebook now that, because we weren't allowed to be friends with her on Facebook when she was working.
Why?
For them. You're, like, not supposed to interact with your clients.
Who establishes that?
The stupid bitch that runs the place.
So she says when you sign up for the group, like, you, by the way, don't
Facebook like, you're not supposed her? To be, friends with them on Facebook. Like, we were, and then she got in trouble, so she deleted us. But now that she's gone, I added her. And I've been trying to look for clues on her Facebook, but I haven't seen anything. And I didn't want to message her. I didn't want to be, like, I didn't, because I don't know if she actually quit or if she got fired.
Doesn't matter. If she inspired you to get your fucking life, then I would just be like,
hello.
Hey, I got a call from some random bitch, and I'm concerned, like, I hope you're okay, and I'm upset that you're gone.
I'm gonna ask the other girls if they've heard from her, but yeah, anyways, that's it. So I'm really sad, you guys, because now this Thursday I'm like, what am I gonna do? Listen to, what am I supposed to just be nice to this new bitch?
Like, what are the other girls? So. What do they think?
They're all really upset. Like,
can't disband. I don't want you all.
I know. That's why I'm like worried that people are gonna like not want to come anymore. So like, I'm gonna give this bitch a chance, but at the same time, I don't want to. Like, how are you supposed to just?
Well, y'all all need to go in there with your arms crossed and be like,
well, it's gonna be on Zoom.
cross your arms on Zoom and be like, who are you? You can do your Kamala face. your Kamala, like, I'm speaking face.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut her off if she tries to work.
Do your little side eye and cross your arms and not trust her until she fucking explains herself.
Yeah, she needs to work for it. Like, you don't just get to own the
people that are in groups like that.
If anyone should be the leader of the group now, it should be me.
Well,
but you want to know something fucked? You're not allowed to. God, Dad's freaking out. Okay, we're almost done. You're not allowed to work for them unless you haven't been a client for 3 years.
What?
So if I ever want to work for them, which I do,
yeah,
I need to stop going to group for at least 3 years first, which is a bullshit rule.
So can you be another, like, in another group?
Mm-mm.
What? So stop getting therapy.
I do not be a client of them, for 3 years.
But no, not through them. Like, if you wanted to go do a different
therapy group. Oh, from a different place?
Yes.
Yeah, it's fine.
And then still be, like, a victim advocate.
If I want to be a victim advocate for them, yeah. If I, like, stopped going to group tomorrow, then I could.
I mean, I actually understand that, like, ethically and, like, you have to really, like, not become too personal with your clients. But yeah, like, in the meantime, like, if you're a lifelong victim and you need lifelong self-work and therapy, then who the hell are you supposed to get it from?
Yeah,
I guess from somewhere else. Or do they provide that if you're an employee? Do they provide, like, mental health stuff?
I don't know
as an employer.
But I'm just saying, if anyone should run this group, I feel like it should be me at this point. But
you're not a licensed social worker.
But Deborah, oops, edit that.
What time is it?
It's.
Let's check the time. 7:40.
But she, I don't think ever went to college. I know she didn't go to college, so I don't even know how she got the job, but I think now, I don't know. If I ever, I don't know. Anyways, I'm sad, so that's it.
Oh, wow, I'm really sad.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyways, I need to know the tea.
I just asked the girls in the group.
I don't need to know, but I think if she really, like, was a mentor for you and helped you, I think you should reach out to her.
Yeah, I never had a life goal. I never had anything I was passionate about until I met her and was like, wow, I love what she does. And she dedicates so much of her personal time to helping us. Like, that's such a noble thing to do. Like, I want to do that. And now she's just gone.
Well, what's her fake name?
Lindy.
Lindy, if you're out there, is there life out there?
Yeah, she...
Lindy!
I have a podcast,
Lindy. Hit us up.
I'm going to tell her to listen to the podcast.
You're a great victim rights advocate.
You're a great court advocate. You're a great woman.
You're my bitch. You're my main bitch.
You do so much for us. You dedicate so much of your life to helping people.
You do all the work. You want to do the work today.
You really want to do the work today. So, yeah, I really want to do the work, too.
All the Lindys of the world.
Oh, yeah. So
join together.
Guys. All right. Have fun.
Okay, gotta go. Love you.
I gotta
safe.
Go feed my dogs. My dad's freaking the fuck out.
Feed the dogs.
All right, love
feed
you guys.
Feed the dogs. Bye.